So today is going to be an exciting episode. I haven't talked on here about Reiki yet, but I'm absolutely obsessed with Reiki. I am working through my Reiki Master course, which is the highest Reiki course that you can take, or like the final one you can take. And I just wanted to do like a little mini like Reiki frequently asked questions to just kind of hit the highlights on it. I definitely will be talking about it more. I'm actually going to do a Reiki session for the episode following this one. So check that out for some Reiki healing. And so first things first, like, what is Reiki? Reiki is a form of energy healing. And the way that it was first described to me was it's like an energetic massage. And I really like that explanation. I think it sums it up pretty well. It is, the word Reiki breaks down to channeled life force energy. So it is this healing energy that comes from the universe, channeled through the practitioner. And then it is, I want to say projected, I don't know if that's the best word, but it's projected onto the recipient, and whoever is receiving the Reiki, their energy will pick up on that universal life force energy and use it to heal themselves. That was a mouthful. So what to expect in a session? So for a session, you can have an in-person Reiki session, or you can have a distance Reiki session. So for me, my routine, I guess, is the same either way. But whenever you're in person, the practitioner holds their hands above the body, sometimes on the body, but typically just to kind of give a little space, hold the hands above the body at different points and channel that Reiki energy into that part of the body. So if you have, you know, like your ankle hurts or something like that, then the Reiki practitioner can maybe spend a little bit of extra time on the ankle, but then typically they will do a full body Reiki session. That being said, the Reiki energy knows where it needs to go in the body. So if you have some type of emotional block that you didn't really realize you had, or some type of blockage in like your meridians or your, you know, the energy lines that run through your body, the Reiki will go there. It knows where to go. Your body knows how to heal itself, which is really what it comes down to. And I think that's amazing that our bodies just know. I'm getting a little off topic here, but anyway, hands over the body, channel the energy to the person. The person picks up on the Reiki, and the body will send the Reiki where it needs to go. Now, if you have a distance session, obviously this is a little different because you're not there. Depending on the practitioner, you will either connect maybe over like Zoom or FaceTime, or you just connect energetically. The practitioner will either have like a photo of you, or they call it a surrogate. So like, I know some people that have like a little like teddy bear or something that they will set the intention of, this is so-and-so, this is who I'm channeling the Reiki to, just so they know where to place their hands. And then go through the Reiki session that way. And the person who is receiving it will, that you don't have to lay down or be asleep, but just not be on your phone, not do anything too involved. Just like relaxed, either like maybe lying down, like reading a book, or you can lay down if you'd like to and just relax and receive that energy. One thing to know with Reiki is it's very, very heavily intention based. So that being said, distance Reiki does still work, because the intention is key and the intention is so important. So the practitioner will state the intention, like, this is a distance session for so-and-so, blah, 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 go about their, you know, their whole routine, however they do theirs, and they will channel that energy, and you will, again, connect energetically instead of connect in person. I am skipping around a little bit, so please don't mind me, but for my sessions, I will start with an aura cleanse, and then I'll do a chakra scan, and then I will do the Reiki healing, and then I'll end with another aura sweep or aura cleanse. And my next question, whatever you want to call it, was distance versus in-person, and I've kind of already gone over that. Again, distance Reiki is still just as powerful than as in-person is. And so physical or emotional symptoms that you may feel during or after a session. This is very important. So everybody's body will react differently to Reiki. You might feel a little bit of dizziness or lightheadedness. You might feel sleepy or tired. You might feel really relaxed. You might feel really light or really happy. You may be really emotional. I know some people have cried in sessions, or, you know, just anything like that. Honestly, anything goes with a Reiki session because your body does react differently. Or you might not feel anything at all, which is, all of those are perfectly acceptable. I personally, when I receive Reiki sessions or do like self-Reiki, a lot of times I will get like little tingles throughout my body, and I'll get really sleepy. I usually give myself a Reiki session to put myself to sleep most nights because I have pretty bad insomnia lately, and that's been really the only thing that's been helping. But again, all of those are acceptable. You might feel some of those. You might feel none of those. Again, you might feel nothing at all. And that's another thing. If you don't feel anything, like, that's okay. The Reiki is still working. Reiki doesn't always need to make a big announcement that it's there and that it's working. So just all you really have to do is be open to receiving the Reiki, and you will receive it. That being said, you want to drink lots of water afterwards because a lot of energy was moved around, which is why you can sometimes feel dizzy or lightheaded or sleepy or emotional, because, I mean, all the energy in your body has just been stirred up. So it's definitely very, very common to have some of those different types of symptoms. Again, you might have something totally different, and that is absolutely acceptable. If it's something that you're like unsure about, always reach out to your practitioner and be like, hey, this is what I was feeling, and talk it out with them. And the majority of the time, they will tell you that it's completely normal. But again, it can be an all or nothing thing, or, you know, I don't know what I'm getting out of that sentence. Am I the healer? No, absolutely not. And that is something that I think is a very big misconception with Reiki. The Reiki practitioner is not the healer. You are the healer. I, as the Reiki practitioner, am just the channel. I provide the channel for the universal life force energy to flow through me. And you, your body, your energy picks up on that energy, and you use it to heal yourself. This is something that I've heard a lot. This is something I've heard a lot from people who have never experienced Reiki or are very quick to judge when it comes to energy healing or anything on that level, I guess you could say. I do not think I'm a healer. Reiki practitioners are not some type of like god or goddess healer. None of that. That is absolutely not true. You are the healer. Your body, again, knows how to heal itself. You pick up on that channeled energy and you use it where your body needs it. Your body will send it where it needs to go. Again, I am just the channel. And that is something that I really want to make perfectly clear, because I think that is a huge misconception. I think that there's a lot of fear for people that have never experienced Reiki or have never really been exposed to any kind of energy healing. I think it freaks them out. Personally, I've had people say some stuff about Reiki to me before I was even a practitioner that was very similar to what I just mentioned, and it's just, it's not true. That's all I can say. But I mean, it's just, you are your own healer. Like, I am not healing you. Your Reiki practitioner is not healing you. I'm off my soapbox now, I promise. But that's it. That's my wrap up for this frequently asked questions session. Again, I will definitely be talking more about Reiki moving forward, especially now that I'm almost done with my master course. I am going to start offering distance Reiki sessions. If that's something you're interested in, reach out to me on Instagram and we can talk. I'm working on getting my website set up and getting all my offerings up and everything, so it's easy and it's all in one place. You can go look and find it. Yeah, I hope this was helpful. I hope this answered some of your questions. And again, this is definitely not the last that you will hear about Reiki on this podcast. So stay tuned. And I hope you guys have a great rest of your day. And I will talk to you guys next week.